first, you have to give Longwood, you know, some credit. They're not in a conference. The last place they played was South Dakota State. In other words, if you're not in a conference, you have to fight just to get a full schedule of games, and you have to go play places. And so it's not an easy deal, and hopefully they'll get into a conference, because they get into a conference that they should be in, that they'll be very competitive. And, you know, a player like Smith certainly deserve, you know, any credit that you want to give him, because he was really good out there tonight, and he just fought the whole time. As far as our team went, I was pleased that we got off to a good start. We didn't let it get sloppy after we got the lead, and we were able to do different combinations, work on our zone, do some different things, and not have to press in the second half. So all those things helped us tonight, and it was good to see as the game went on in the second half, even though the score was what it was. Dino Gregory, I thought, got a lot more active in that situation, and James Padgett got some good minutes. So hopefully those guys will really help us as we get into ACC play again. Sean Mosley was 8-for-8. In the field. That was pretty good. His stroke really looked good tonight, and he's in a good spot right now to get ready for the next 13 games. That's it.
You mentioned Padgett. Now, you spoke yesterday about getting to see a little bit more minutes out of him tonight. What did you think of his play?
7 rebounds. 10 points, 20 minutes, that's pretty good. So hopefully you can do the same thing when we go against bigger teams. And James is a talented player. He's going to be good. And we need him to step up now, just like the other guys. And hopefully after tonight, he's ready to go.
Gary, how, you know, when you see your team go out in this sort of situation and put a team away pretty quickly, was that, you know, was that first 5 to 6 minutes about as good as you could have hoped for, given the circumstances?
Given the circumstances, you don't want to pick up any bad habits. Obviously, you don't want to get anybody hurt. But the big thing is, we continue to run our offense. We did what we were supposed to do for the most part defensively, and gradually got more aggressive on the glass as the game went on. So it was good to see. ACC, we'll get 2 mics.
Clearly, you have to be. clearly, you have to be upset at the fact that your record's not tied 8-for-8 for Mosley.
I would have had him out of the game.
Had you known?
If I knew he was going after my record. I ran a play for him. We had to take a 3, and he still made it. So. No, it's. I think that record's been tied a few times since then, but I'll check the. I guess I won't. So, you know, he deserved it. He made some jump shots. If he got all layups, then I would have been upset, but he made some jump shots.
What do you learn from a game like this? Will you know that other teams overmatched and you're able to do what you do?
Well, we could use different combinations. Obviously, there will be some foul trouble in the future. You have to have different guys, and you can't have the same combination that you might like to have on the floor all the time. We're able to do that. And getting Adrian and Cliff out there, they're playing well right now. So they got a lot of minutes tonight, and that was important for them. And Eric and Gravis really handled that well. They were you can tell in the huddles how guys are about playing, not playing, whatever. Certain guys used to a lot of minutes, but they realized what we had to do tonight to get ready for Saturday. So it was good.
Gary, speaking of those combinations, it seemed like there was a concerted effort to get Jordan and James on the floor at the same time. Was that one combination in particular you really wanted to see? What was your
sure? I mean, they're freshmen, but they've played a lot of games now, so they complement each other because James is quick and Jordan's strong, and they both have to play for us the rest of the way. So that was good to see, and Dino was more active tonight, which was really good to see also.
Mike, go ahead.
Gary, is there any concern, you know, going back into ACC play that you can
get to that level again? I mean, are you playing at the grade level tonight?
That's where we're playing. You know, that's our level. That's not having to play up to anybody else. That's how we're playing. So we just put that out there and see how that works. It worked pretty well the first three league games, so hopefully we can put the same thing out there for NC State.